tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that any time I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitable. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayaks yelling, yes. So then all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey. Yeah.
Want to go to Burning Man, but you don't have the right goggles, costume, or attitude? Visit 20 Mission Hive at 2415 Mission Street between 20th and 21st in the heart of the Mission District. Easily accessible by BART, this collective of unique artists and vendors has eclectic handmade clothing, leatherwork, artisan jewelry, antiques, crystals, and there's even an amazing florist. Whisper Pirate Ship to your 20 Mission Hive vendor for a special 10% discount on the coolest, most original items in San Francisco. That's 20 Mission Hive with 8 vendors, and like them on Facebook at 20 Mission Hive. 20 Mission Hive for awesome events and updates.
The dictionary definition of the adjective eclectic is selecting or choosing from various sources. When Bay Area musician J.D. Buell brings you Morning Train Wednesday 10 a.m. to noon on Mutiny Radio, that is exactly what he does. Select music from various sources to give you a unique listening experience. Rock, pop, jazz, bluegrass, gospel, funk, reggae, folk, blues, country and western, electronica, soul, disco, rhythm and blues, punk and post-punk come together with music from around the world with Buell's passionate and down-to-earth delivery. In an age of personal music delivery systems, J.D. Buell carries on the values of progressive FM radio when a listener could actually have a relationship with a programmer, someone who would create an eclectic musical environment wherein both listener and host find fulfillment. The Morning Train with J.D. Buell, Wednesday, 10 to noon on MutinyRadio.fm. Freeform radio for free minds.
Thank you. Do you need an awesome and underground space for an event? Look no further than MutinyRadio.fm. Our 30-seat flexible space can accommodate your acoustic band, birthday party, comedy show, dance party, karaoke super fun, theater event, fundraiser. If you think it, we can do it. You run the door and promotion, we run the sound, space, and podcast. Rentals available Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10 at Mutiny Radio FM's performance space at 2781 21st Street in the Deep Mission at 21st in Florida. Contact Pam at pamsadai@hotmail.com for more options and booking dates. Incredible socialist prices so you can be creative in a free speech space without breaking the bank. That's Mutiny Radio Rentals every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 10. Book your event now.
Trying to hurt me, but boy, how it burns me whenever she touched me. And oh, I feel so lucky. Oh.
Well, hey there, San Francisco. If you're looking for some delicious late-night food, I suggest you mosey on down to Bender's Bar. Inside, you can find Counter Offer, offering you amazing late-night food and snacks. Try the chicken biscuit. It's like your stomach's in a tasty tornado. They have exceptionally great daily ground sustainable burgers with sides of tater tots, grilled asparagus, and delicious zucchini. And creamy-licious mac and cheese. You like tacos? They got them. And from the specials, very deep fried fish sandwich to a stoner burger with a donut bun. What are those crazy potheads gonna come up with next? Go to the Counter Offer inside of Blender's Bar at 800 South Van Ness Avenue, San Francisco. It's located between 19th Street and 20th Street in the Mission District. Open 7 nights a week from 5 to 10 p.m. or later. Counter Offer, son!
What? This is dog's fur.
Subliminal SF brings you visual and auditory mind control. For the best graphic design, physical merchandise, and live music promotion, go to www.subliminalsf.com and check out their hilarious t-shirts and super cool bands at clubs and bars all over the Bay Area. Subliminal SF creates amazing flyers, posters, and design for every need. So go now to www.subliminalsf.com and experience what this wonderful local business has to offer.
Run!
Oh, happy hour. What could be happier than 23 comics doing jokes for each other and at a radio listening audience? Puppets, kittens, unicorns, porn maybe? Oh, well, Stage Time makes them happy, and this super happy comedy open mic is open every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. But you can also listen anytime by downloading the podcast at Mutiny Radio FM Index at
podcasts.pcrcollective.org.
So come live or listen later or to every happy hour mic Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Radio FL Mutiny Radio. I just fucked that up again. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah, yeah, you got it.
I got it.
You got it. Look at that trash can.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've been giving it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes.
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag-nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. Come on, join in, everybody. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way. Cause you're in love, and love is here to stay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time.
Yes, it is, Carl.
It's the House of Pride Show, episode 127.
How do you keep count after, like, 100, girl? I wouldn't have even gotten that far.
Girl, I don't know. Don't test me. I'm your host, Richard Turner, my lovely and beautiful co-host,
Pearl T.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a question for us, call us
415-550-0511.
That's 415-550-0511. Well, it's another episode, Pearl T. How are you?
Fabulous, girl. How are you doing over there?
I'm doing good. We're celebrating the 60s today because we have a couple of 60-themed parties going on in San Francisco this week.
That's right up your alley, girl.
It sure is. Well, let's get right into it. It's going to be a full house here at House of Pride Radio. Can anyone hear me out there?
I think so, girl.
All right, I can barely hear myself. Let's start things off. We have a fabulous guest sitting with us. She is from the girl group entitled The Devilettes, and we want to welcome to the House of Pride Show the one and only Sweet Tart.
Hi.
Hey, girl. What's going on?
How are you?
I'm great. I'm loving life. I'm so happy to be here.
Cool. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Tweeka said you're from a girl group. What kind of girl group is this?
So, the Devilettes are a 1960s-style synchronized go-go dance troupe.
All right.
Yes.
How fierce is that? I've seen you guys perform, and tell us about how big your troupe is.
So, we vary. At our largest, we're about 18 girls.
Wow.
Occasionally, we shrink down to about 8, depending on who's available to do a show, but we are a very large tribe.
Will you guys, like, all 18 go and do, like, one gig together?
Yeah.
It
can get a little squished on stages, but, you know, the more fringe, the better.
And it's choreographed and costumed?
Yes, absolutely.
Who does your choreography and costumes?
So, our artistic director, Baby Doe, does all of our choreography. We kind of design costumes by committee, and we have them professionally made for us.
Okay, and how long have you been with the troupe?
I am new to being with the troupe formally. I've been dancing with the Devilettes for about a year and a half now.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
How long have they been around?
20 years.
I didn't realize that. Well,
yes.
Quite a history there. Now, folks listening to us right now, you can go check them out in real time while you're listening to us on Facebook. And do they have a
website?
On
Facebook, we are The Devilettes. Our website is thedevilettes.com. We're also on Instagram.
And now there's a hyphen between devil and ets.
That is correct.
So just so you guys don't get confused.
But always the. If you just search for Devilettes, then you get like a high school cheerleading troupe in, I think, Arizona or something.
Oh, so you have to put the in front of it, T-A-D-Y.
Yes, yes. The Devilettes.
The one and only.
Yes.
The premier,
the original.
Yes, the original troupe, the Devilettes. And they rock it out to all sorts of songs, such as?
Pretty much anything that inspires us from the 60s or has a real kind of retro rock and roll feel. We love dancing to Elvis and Nancy Sinatra. We have a great number that we're very excited about, to Devil in a Blue Dress. We have a Ramones number that is really, really fun and pretty much anything that makes us want to do the twist.
Amen. All right. So you have something for us. When is your
next? I got a whole lot of something for you.
Yes, indeed. Right. When is your next performance where we can see you?
So we will be at Ain't Your Mama's Drag Show on Friday night at Balançoire.
Awesome. Balançoire Pearl, where is that again?
Balançoire is 2565 Mission Street, right in between 21st and 22nd on Mission.
Awesome.
So well rehearsed.
Wow, she knows her stuff. She knows her
venues.
Yes.
Yeah, girl.
This is Cruisin' to Lose show. It's called, it's a free show. There's no cover, believe it or not.
No cover and all ages.
Yes, so 6 to 60.
Yes.
And Tweeka, do you DJ that party?
Yes, I toss it off between me and Teodora. She's DJing this weekend.
Oh.
I have to DJ on a boat.
Girl, I'm still waiting on those tickets.
Girl, they're the very corporate over there. I'll see if they don't give. Yeah, I'll try.
Uh-huh.
I'll keep trying for.
Right.
If anyone's gonna get a pair of free tickets, Pearl teases.
Right. I've been asking for years, you guys. Anyway, so how long? What is your background in dance?
I've actually been dancing almost since I could walk. My first pair of heels was my first pair of tap shoes when I was 8 years old. So I studied ballet since I was 6 until I was 18 and realized that was a really stupid dream. And
what was it that was the, you know, the hurdle between your aspirations as a ballet dancer?
My height?
How
like everything I couldn't change about myself is what was keeping me from being a professional ballerina.
I imagine the standards are pretty high up there for
Yeah, well, the trouble is if you're tall as a ballerina, then you're too tall to dance with the boys, so they don't want you.
And they're that strict about that kind of
thing? Oh, yes.
Oh, God. Okay, so where did you go from there then?
I briefly gave up on dance, and it was all very dramatic, hand to the forehead, wistful awfulness, and moved to the Bay Area and was introduced to a whole new world of performance.
Yes, indeed, Pearl Tease.
Right, and is that how you got into go-going? Or how did you get into going, if that's not?
Like,
how was it?
What was the first genre did you get into when you moved here? Was it performance art, per se? Or?
It was the other kind of go-go dance.
Oh, well, girl.
are you talking burlesque? Because we love
it. Doesn't sound like
what
you mean.
Before burlesque, it was just the sexy girl on a box.
Oh, go-go box dancer.
Yes.
I love that. That's my fantasy. I would love to be. It's too late now. But
you would,
Tweeka. It was good fun. It was terrible money, but the drinks were always free.
Amen.
Oh, girl, I know that feeling. So what? Now there's a few different go-go troupes in the city. Why did you decide to choose? I don't know if you guys auditioned for the Devilettes.
Yes, I did audition. So the Devilettes is the only troupe in America that does what we do, which is choreographed, synchronized 60s-style go-go. Mm-hmm. Any other kind of go-go troupe that you see, they're more—they're either completely freestyle or it's much more modern, and we spend a lot of time actually researching and paying attention to what the original moves were when go-go was brought about in the 60s, because it's really important to us that it is a uniquely American art form, and we are really putting a lot of effort into keeping it alive.
So how many 60s dances are there that were popular? Do you have them all, like?
Oh, my gosh. There's a nearly infinite number. From the extremely silly dances that just mimic like animal movements, the monkey and the mouse and the fish and all of these very, very silly things, to things that you think of as more classic 60s dances, like the twist and the mashed potato. Uh-huh. But the list goes on for miles.
Do you guys try to cover most of those, or do you have a set favorite group of 60s dances?
We definitely have moves that we do more than others, but it's such a broad, sort of buffet of things to pick from that it's really fun to mix and match everything together and then come up with our own crap.
A salad bar of goodness.
Yeah.
go goodness.
So why did you choose the Devilettes?
I had been watching the Devilettes perform at, rock clubs and burlesque shows for years. They actually hadn't held auditions for 7 years, and they finally decided that it was time to bring in some new blood. And I thought, I think that might be what I need right about now.
I love
it. And it was just a perfect fit.
Awesome. Let's take a short musical break, pay homage to 60s dances with the Watusi.
Yes.
Wow. not. Makes you feel so good.
Live, the Devilettes do sound fun. Let's bring in our other guest, Pearl Tees.
All right, so in the house, we also have Miss Hollywood.
Welcome.
What up?
And her friend, Kitty.
Welcome, Kitty. Ladies. Yeah. What do you all think of this Devilettes 60s fun?
I think I want to watch it.
Right.
It's gonna be groovy.
Right.
And by watch, I mean touch.
Yeah. Get up close and personal.
I don't think Sweetheart does that anymore.
Well, with 18 go-go dancers.
Looks are free, but feels are going to cost you.
I would think with 18 dances on the floor, you're going to have table dances very close to you this Friday at Balançoire.
Right.
The fringe will fly. Hello. It's going to be like a car wash.
You guys are going to be there.
I think on Friday there's 10 of us.
That is sickening.
Yeah. Well,
10. That's 10 girls serving it, girl 60 style. Now, how is there like a lead Devilette or anything like that?
How much drama do you guys have in your group? You know, the infighting?
Very little. We are very much a sorority. We're like sisters. Sometimes we disagree and we squabble, but ultimately at the end of the day, we all love each other and we all do this because it's a true labor of love for us. So
no one's pining for more attention.
It's hard to be the standout when there's, 18 people on stage.
So who manages it then?
So our artistic director is Baby Doe.
Baby Doe, shout out.
Yeah, hey Baby Doe. So she incepted the group and she does almost all of our choreography and she really drives the vision.
From the beginning?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is so cool to have someone with that much hands-on.
Yeah, it's really inspiring because she has a very clear, very strong vision and she just pushes straight for it.
Well, awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the, that you said was originated in San Francisco, was it a 60s dance?
The Swim.
I did not know that.
Yes. There is a Bobby Freeman song called Swim, S-W-I-M, with like hyphens, and there's a lyric in it and he says, San Francisco did it, it made the whole town swing. And then he talks about doing the swim.
If you were to describe to our listening audience how that is executed. How
I'm assuming it looks like you're swimming, girl.
It looks a little bit like you might be swimming, yeah. One arm in front, the other arm in front.
And then you can do a backstroke.
The backstroke, yes.
Is that by the same...
It's all kind of the same idea. It's all the swim moves and, a dive and hold your nose and do the snorkel.
I love it. Oh my God, I can't get enough. Wow, this is fabulous. So besides Balançoire, do you have a full agenda of a tour?
Yeah, so we are wrapping up our season. We just headlined the Texas Burlesque Festival in Austin. We just returned from that, which was an absolute blast. We loved doing it. And then we have Balançoire on Friday. And then later this month, we are performing at the Uptown Cabaret in Oakland.
Oh.
I think this is so exciting. I love 60s music and the 60s vibe. So I'm so glad you had some time to come on our show.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here.
And let's say it's the beginning of a relationship with us here at House of Pride.
Is this the start of a beautiful friendship?
Just the start of
it. We'll wear some flowers in our hair next time you guys come on over. Just iterate one more time your website.
The Devilettes. You can find us on Facebook. We are The Devilettes. On Instagram, also The Devilettes. And our website is thedevilettes.com.
Awesome. Let's have a nice round of applause.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, yeah. I tell you something. I think you'll understand.
All right, we're back. House of Pride Radio. How are you doing, Pearl Tees?
Fabulous. How are you doing?
You know I love the 1960s.
Yes, you do. Anything before the 80s, I swear, is up your alley.
I know, it really is. It's so strange.
I got this. Anything before the 70s, more like it.
I do like disco music, too. That was a fun decade, all that glitter and sparkly stuff.
I wasn't around for all that.
I barely was myself, but I can appreciate retro music. I sure can. 80s was my time, and I was never into the 80s. Your 90s were...
Well, I was born at the end of the 80s.
Okay.
So, I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of it.
Yeah, I mean, 80s, a lot of people love the 80s, but really my thing was before my time. What can you say? Anyways, that was the Devilettes. Folks, be sure to check them out.
Devilettes.com.
Yes, indeed. We're talking with Hollywood and Kitty. Welcome, ladies.
Hey.
Hello.
So, Hollywood, I saw you perform last Friday for the first time ever at another Balançoire event.
It was 80s-themed.
80s-themed, right.
The 80s.
That was Cruisin's going through these themes. She's going to be calling us again, Cruisin DeLue. And then if anyone else wants to call us, 415-550.
0511.
Don't be shy. I have to check to see if that 1978 phone is actually working.
Right. Please do. Now, what kind of performance do you do?
Yes, do tell.
All.
Oh.
I think
Hollywood.
She's a little, are you nervous?
Would. Do I seem nervous?
Are you a drag entertainer as well? Or?
I just kind of mix it up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Yeah.
I do whatever, whenever.
What song did you choose last week?
I did Joan Jett, Bad Reputation, and Come On Eileen.
That's right, but not the Dixie Riders
No,
version.
I did a cover of Save Ferris, a little ska band. Mm-hmm. The hot lady lead.
Right. How long have you been performing for?
Pretty much my whole life. But I've been doing weirder shit since like 2008.
What do you mean weirder?
You consider
it's just gotten a lot weirder since
weird.
Then. Well, I mean, like on 420, I did a show where I pulled the lollipop out of my vag.
What flavor was it?
It was the kind
badge
that are like, yeah, vag pop.
Rainbow flavored.
It was actually rainbow. It looks like a unicorn horn. You know those?
Oh, I love those. Yeah, they're very tasty.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So it's more like Soma type art.
Sure.
Good one, Pearl. Yes, it's south. Way south.
Yes, girl.
South of Marquette. All right. So you're part Native American, you told me last week. I found that very interesting. Yes. Well, you're very fair-skinned and you have light eyes.
Yeah.
So how does all that mix in? You're not only Native American.
Right. You know. I'm a mutt.
You're a mutt. So
but
what,
I just have my Native tribal membership cards.
Are you down with the tribe?
Yes.
Okay. And we're talking about which tribe?
I'm from the Choctaw Nation.
Based in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's where they made us move, you know.
Were they all over you know?
I have a lot of family in Bakersfield.
Oh, so West Coast.
Which is like the Oklahoma of California.
Okay. Well, how did you start getting into, like, drag-type performances?
Well, I've always been weird, but I modeled for... this event called Nude. It's in Tulsa, Oklahoma every year, and it's just like a kink variety weirdness art show.
Is that a thriving artsy town, would you say?
Tulsa's the most artsy town in Oklahoma. It's the best of what they have there for anyone. So I modeled for that, and then some burlesque dancers caught a glimpse of me and kind of forced me to do their show.
Burlesque?
Yeah.
Did you do burlesque?
Yeah.
That is cool. How long have you been doing burlesque for?
That was 2008, I believe.
Okay. So that would be...
Do you do burlesque in San Francisco? There's a couple of troops.
I kind of did the other day, too.
Burlesque is so different from drag. When I did my first variety show with burlesque dancers, I had met girls that had been doing burlesque for like 6 years, and they were like, oh yeah, I'm still a baby, I've only been doing this for 6 years. And I'm like, girl, 6 years and that's a baby? I've been doing drag for about that amount of time, and I don't consider myself a baby.
Yeah.
So it's very different.
It's a different groove altogether.
It's a very different scene.
Have you ever tried it, Pearl?
Burlesque, no, boo.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Now that you're growing some girls.
Right.
You might,
no, you know. I'll wait until I actually have them.
I see them right now.
Right. But they're not where they're supposed to be.
Okay. They're looking pretty good to me.
Well, I think when I do get mine, even when I do drag, like, I'm not going to be one of these queens that go out and, like, pasties. And
oh, yeah.
They'll be for, like, my special men.
Yeah.
Are you going to get argumented in with some silicone?
Augmented?
What is, yeah.
Breast augmentation. Yes, I am.
You are? How big are you thinking?
We are off topic, Tweeka.
You're already teasing my pearl, I must say.
Yeah. Are you a big dreamer or a mid-sized dreamer?
We'll go with whatever the doctor tells me to.
Yeah. Because let me just say what's happening to you now. You're gorgeous. It's totally working.
Thank you.
And everything looks natural, and you really you're making it happen.
You're so sweet.
It's true, though.
But we do have a guest tweak.
I know. It's all related. It's all good.
It all comes back around.
So
this, it's interesting.
Titties, so we'll talk about that all day.
Right. I haven't forgotten about you. We're coming around. We're sweeping around here.
It's all right. I understand distractions.
Titties are a distraction, girl.
Hollywood. So last week you had mentioned that you recently moved back to the Bay Area.
Kind of.
And because you had some unfortunate happenings in Oklahoma where your bus that you were living in burned down,
yes,
unfortunately, in somebody's driveway.
Yes.
She lived in a bus. Did you lose a lot of, like,
that is so cool,
artistic
thanks
materials,
yes,
like costumes?
Yes, and everything.
So it's heavy.
Yeah, for sure. But I saved my dog and my friend, so.
And your life.
Yeah. Some electrical something. Who knows, really?
It's like you're starting from the ashes,
yeah,
building back up.
Yeah, something like that.
You're Phoenix.
That's what I hear.
Rising. Phoenix rising from the ashes.
That's what I hear.
So Kitty, Hollywood brought along her friend Kitty, who works at the Little Boxes Theater. How long have you, I'm sorry?
Yes, it's true.
How long have you been there?
We have started it from ground zero about 2.5 years ago. It was a raw space that we found on Craigslist, a one-liner, and no photos, no frills, nothing. Pigeon shit, basically. No, there were pigeons living in there.
I believe it.
And now we've made it into kind of a underground renegade theater, art space, event space, rehearsal space, workshops. The Devilettes actually rehearsed there back in August. I've been so busy that I forgot how much has gone on just since August. And what else? Every last Friday we have a thing called Project Open Box, which is a kind of like an art salon / open mic variety show.
You can do
whatever you want.
What time does that start on?
It's Bay Area time. Sometimes 8, mm-hmm, sometimes 9, whenever people decide to show up.
Where is this art space located?
Yeah, Little Boxes Theater is located at 1661 Tennessee Street and Cesar Chavez, Cross Street 3rd. So, you know, just like a little skip jump over the hill there.
Now, is opening up like an art creative space something you've always kind of wanted to do, or how did you get into it?
It's definitely very altruistic, little socialist experiment for the broke artists of the Bay.
Yeah.
Knowing that so many places closed down and kind of getting lucky.
Can artists even afford to live here anymore and make art?
That's the only thing they're doing, bro.
Have you noticed a kind of like a stressed population?
Hugely. Hugely.
Is it coming out in some of the new productions?
That's a good question. A little bit. I mean, but the stressful situation, I think, has also encouraged people to create more in some ways, like because they have all of this shit that, sorry.
No, girl,
I shouldn't
go for
swear.
It. Oh, no, you can't.
Shit that they're going through that they need to express and get out, mm-hmm, you know? And so
if they actually have the time to do it in between their day job, night job, and whatever else on the side jobs, like they
right.
they what find you, themselves.
What do you guys do for funding to pay for this space?
Yeah, what do we do for funding? That's a good question. We do a lot of photo shoots and workshops for photos and pretty crazy shit. Like, there I go again, saying shit. we'll cover our whole studio in holly powder, flower, or we have our indoor rain machine, mud, paint, crazy food fights, metal sparks, pie throwing in the face photo shoots. Hollywood was there. And yeah, events and things like that that we can have fundraising. Just
opportunities.
Just this, that, the other. Like,
now, where online can our listeners check out them online?
Sure. Definitely, we have a Facebook page, Little Boxes Theater. Theater with an E-R, not an R-E.
Right.
and there's WordPress and Instagram and yada, yada, you know.
So, awesome.
Yeah, we're not totally completely underground. There's some stuff out there. You can find us. You can stalk us.
Well, you guys check them out. Little Boxes Theater, right on Tennessee Street near Cesar Chavez. And girl, if you need spaces, she told me the prices earlier. They were amazing.
Rent that shit.
Thank you. It's kind of like 60s prices, and all the love is there. So
that's a rarity in this ever-changing city. Thank you so much for coming on. I would love to have you guys come back and give us PRing some of the upcoming events.
Thank you.
Yeah, this Friday I'm hosting Red Hot's Burlesque at Beatbox. So
yes.
Come laugh at my dad jokes.
Fabulous. And now the Beatbox is Brian Kent, our friend, is one of the owners, and that's do you know the address of that?
It's right 11th and Folsom, I think, right?
Yeah. And that sounds like a great show.
314 11th Street.
Do people just show up for that one at the door?
Or? Yeah.
Awesome.
Showtime is at 8. Doors are at 7.
You could probably pre-sale tickets too.
Yes, you can buy pre-sale at partyearth.com/redhotsburlesque.
Fabulous. Right. Shout out to Dottie.
You heard it here.
Queen Bee.
You know.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to take a short musical break. We're going to listen to Sheena Rose's new song. She released part one about a month ago. Now, part two is out this Friday.
Sickening girl. She's already doing fabulous. She's already made Billboard.
Well, right. Not Billboard, but like Mass Pool, Starfleet, and DJ Top Tens all over the place with her remake of Stacey Q's big 1980s hit, right? I should know that.
Right.
Two of Hearts. So we're going to take a little listen. We're going to get her on the telephone. Thanks, guys, for coming by. Let's have a nice round.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Kitty. Thank you.
And Hollywood. We'll be right back.
Dude, I broke a
right, we're back live, House of Pride Radio. We've got a special guest on the telephone. Who's with us? Hello?
Hey, it's Sheena.
Hey, Sheena. Speak up, girl. Welcome to the House of Pride show.
Hey, girl.
How are you? How's it going?
Good. It's going good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just got off from work and just got done cooking a little dinner, and now I'm just taking it easy.
So tell us about
girl,
what's going on this Friday with your release.
Right.
Oh, wow. So, you know, Two Parts has been out for a little bit. We just released the first part of the remixes last month, and they're burning up the DJ charts and everything. But the part two EP for the remixes comes out on Friday, and it features a lot more mixes. It features a remix from you, which is really fabulous. And then we got Adrian Lagunas from Mexico, who did a fabulous circuit mix for me. And Edwin Reyes, a very special dub mix by Wayne Newman called the Majesty Dub Mix, where which is really cool because he tweaked my vocal. So it says, you know, I never said I was Madonna.
Oh, it does? Oh, God.
Yeah, it's really cute, yeah.
I'm looking for the... Did you send me a link? I'm looking for those songs. Where did I see that? Can we just go to your page? Yeah. Is it there?
Yeah, you can go to my page on Amazon. Amazon is has the EP for pre-order, so I think that's what I shared. Or you can... Actually, you know what? You can go to my SoundCloud page. Click on my SoundCloud page.
Oh, okay. Has all the previews on Two of Hearts all Remixes, Part 2.
Yeah.
It's also on your Facebook page, folks listening to us now. And, oh, well, here it is. It's only, all the remixes only for $9.98, Pearl.
Right. Girl, that's sickening. Yeah.
That's
for
not
the,
bad.
For the second half of them. The other half, yeah, you have to buy separate or whatever.
Oh. Well, let's see. We can play a little, we can play some samples.
This time around that I decided the best thing was to, you know, divide it up a little bit, you know, so it gives a chance for everybody to kind of shine on it.
Well, it says here on the page that I'm at that we can actually listen to some samples. So which remix it did, the one that changes your lyrics to the Madonna?
That is the I think it's the first one on that EP. It's the Wayne Newman dub mix.
Oh, okay. Well, let's have a listen, folks.
You might not hear it because... the previews on Amazon are really, really short.
All right. Well, let's give it a go. Let's see if it any. Yeah. Yeah. Wayne Newman's on fire these days.
Yeah. So that part right there, when I say I never said I was gonna, in the beginning of the remix, he tweaks that part so that I say I never said I was Madonna.
I get it.
which is really cute. Yeah, I was like, okay, you know. So yeah, when I hit him up for a remix, he surprised me with four different remixes, and that was one of the bonus mixes that he did for me. And then of course the one that you were just playing during your break. The Silk Stockings and Champagne mix, that was also Wayne Newman's mix.
That's fabulous. Well, I want to hear how mine came out. You put me in that track two. It's the Tweaka Turner House on Fire Bitch mix. Let's see what sampled this one here. It's just hey, that sounds pretty good.
That's cute. I love it. It's really hot and fun. Yeah, circuit house mix, you know. I love it.
Let's try one more. Who do you want? How about like Edison Pride, perhaps, or somebody else?
You could do Edison Pride or Eros. Eros is really good.
Okay, Eros, the radio edit, Pearl. Here goes. We're together, it's a hot coals in a fire. That's hot, Sheena. I like that
yeah,
one.
He's a really hot up and coming DJ remix producer out of Norway.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of connected on the SoundCloud account. And I heard some of his stuff and reached out to him. And yeah, he was actually one of the first ones I got in.
Awesome. Well, again, all the tracks sound fabulous. Where can they get them? You can get them on Amazon, did you say?
Yeah, you can. They're available now for pre-order on Amazon. They're on iTunes and Google Play. And that's the Part 2 Remixes EP that comes out on Friday. And then the single and the first remix package are up on all the sites now.
Yes, and it says here, pre-order album, $7.92. There's a bar. You just click on it, folks, right there at Amazon.com. Two of Hearts, the remixes, part two. Sheena Rose, Two of Hearts, the remixes, part two.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe there'll be a part three.
Who? One never knows. Are you wearing your girls right now?
Always, girl. You know she's got those attached to her body.
I have them off and I'm just laying here in bed, letting it all hang out. I just got off of work a couple hours ago. I worked a double shift. I worked 12 hours. I've been up since 3 this morning.
That's right. You burn a candle on both sides. That's right.
So I rushed home. I cooked a pie for dessert for my husband, and then I cooked us dinner, and then I just scarfed like a dear little radio show.
Yes, let's shout out to your husband who does all your fabulous graphic design work for you. What's his name?
Yeah, you can find him on Facebook too. Juan Duenas.
Juan Duenas.
Yay! Hello. And he not only the photos and graphics. What else does he do for you?
He does all my costumes for me. He got together with you and Leo and co-wrote "Make Me Over for Me," which is a very fabulous song and very close to my heart. Because when I first met him, I was still kind of new to the drag scene, and he used to be. He's a nurse now. He used to be a makeup artist back in the day. So he showed me how to do my makeup and everything. So when he wrote "Make Me Over for Me,"
oh, right.
He basically did that for me. He made me over. So every time I sing it for him. So, yeah, I know it's kind of cheesy and whatnot, but it's the truth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
we have a new song coming out in the fall with Leo that him and Leo wrote for me called Blonde Ambition. That'll be out in, I think, October, maybe November. It's an original track.
All right, now.
It's on the cover.
Awesome, Pearl. What do you think of that? New stuff from Sheena coming out. All right, well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Everyone, go out and get that song by Sheena Rose, Two of Hearts, right now, everywhere, digital stores, Amazon.com, and iTunes, etc., etc. Follow Sheena Rose at...
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, and if you're in town this weekend, come out to Hotbox Girls and Charlie's Lounge on Saturday night. I'll be there.
Fabulous, girl.
All right, honey. All right. Thanks for touching base with House of Pride Radio. That's we'll talk to you real soon. Bye bye.
Have a fabulous show.
Bye.
We'll be right back with more guests, girl.
Stop the track, let me stay fast. I told you, give me a minute and I'll be right back. 50 million around the world and they said that I couldn't get it. I done got so sick and filthy with binges I can't spin. How you gonna be talking shit? You act like I just got a pit. Been the number one diva in this game for a minute. I know you read the paper, the one that they call a queen. Every radio around the world know me cause that's where I be.
Yeah.
This is Grand Duke.
Gossip in
all
the
right,
house.
All right, girls.
All right, all right. I would say Sheena Rose is a good diva.
I love Sheena.
She has she's a nice heart. I like
her.
Yes,
she does.
Let's welcome our new guests.
Right. So we have two fabulous queens in the house right now.
Mostly one.
Wait a minute. Here comes the shade again.
Right. We know each other. We love her. Yeah.
So we have the fabulous Marijuana.
Yes.
And the wonderful Miss Sabaline Show.
Sabaline, already she's hating on us because we didn't call her first.
Sabaline. No, no, no. That's the Imperial girl. She's a former empress. I am Sable.
Sable Jones.
Please get it correct.
Sable, do you have a little Latin in you?
No, it's just my foundation, I think.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, no. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here in the radio station. My face is beat for the radio, even though you cannot see me. I swear to God.
Mom always said she had a face for radio.
Hello. Y'all don't realize that was shade.
Well, how did you come up with the name Sable Jones?
Oh, my goodness. All right, so don't laugh at me, but similar to Pollo Del Mar, I grew up with two older brothers, and we were big, big, in the 90s, wrestling fans.
Oh, okay.
And Sable was the girl who was behind Mark Marrero. If you guys remember that wrestler, she was his girlfriend and later got married. And I've always remember her theme music that played. Uh-huh. And Sable, I've always wanted a drag name that began with an S. And Sable seemed to work. It reminded me of that fierce kind of woman. Mm-hmm. I'm not blonde all the time, but she was. And Jones was just something I came up with as, I think, just a good last name to go with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My drag mother name is actually Tatiana Ransom out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh. That's a tongue tie.
Tatiana Ransom. So she's a big inspiration to me, but we didn't really share names as much in that house. We just kind of, they teach how to do everything, and you kind of learn that way. Hence my glamour.
Are you in the Mercedes Monroe house?
I am. I'm the house auntie, as a matter of fact. So Mercedes and I are sisters. A lot of folks get that confused. I'm not her daughter, actually. We are each other's sister. She's my big sister, much older and wiser.
And that's how you get away with not having Jones / Monroe.
Yeah. So there was a little bit of confusion with that, but that's okay. My affiliation with the house, a drag house is not just means a matriarch and her children. It's a family. And we're all friends first. And there's no application process. There's no, how do you get into House Monroe? Mm-mm. It's relationship based. And then it so happens to be drag as well. And so with me, all of her daughters and her sons and her promoters and her go-go boys and girls that she has, those are my nieces and nephews. So they all call me, what did they call me, baby?
Oh, girl, she's so cute.
Auntie Sable.
Yes.
Oh. Auntie.
Yeah, Auntie Sable. So it's a beautiful family. We have our ups and downs, that's for sure, but we are so proud of each other. We support each other like no other.
It sounds like a big family problem.
Yeah, I do feel like it's really easy for anyone to enter that house and be confused as Mercedes' child. Mm-hmm. So.
And she has more than just drag queens. She has a new drag king, her son, Raven Mad Monroe, who is a twin brother to, we all know and love, Ruby Red Monroe. They're twins. They came up at the same exact time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought that
That's interesting.
She got an evil twin.
Yep. And also she has go-go boys, promoters, DJs. None of them are even drag, but they're
just... Does that fall under her Fish Productions?
Beatfish Productions is what she does when she does formal events.
Oh, okay.
That's her production company with her best friend, John Utes, also known as Ibiza Monroe.
Good Lord, it's a huge family.
Yeah.
Speaking of formal events, let's talk about your formal events.
Hello. Oh, I love a good segue, baby.
No.
Listen.
Yes. Now,
where are we at with your award-winning diva-ness?
Right. Award-winning diva-ness.
So for those of you that don't know, Ms. Sable Jones is the current reigning Queen of Hearts in San Francisco.
That's when you applaud.
Part of the ducal court here in San Francisco.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Now, your reign started when?
February 13th, 2016.
Right before Valentine's Day.
And also my mom's birthday. It was really, really sweet.
Wow.
And so from that point on, I met my current King of Hearts, Strobe Lewis, as we call him. And we did not know each other before this happened. And honey, I tell you what, this was the best arranged marriage ever. We get along famously. We work together so well. And
that's important.
He supports me like no other, and I support him like no other, even though he shows up to places in a jockstrap.
But
that's, you know what though, we are a partnership, true and true. We definitely are. And we call each other husband and wife for sure.
I will say this, Lewis Strobe, for those of you that don't know, is actually one of my roommates.
Hello.
And I will say he is one of the biggest team players that I've ever met here in the city.
That's great. And I think that's an attribute you need to have when you're doing fundraisers.
Or even in the just being in the ducal court, I think everyone needs some support
and,
there.
And is this Olivia Hart is now the Grand Duchess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Olivia Hart is our reigning Grand Duchess of San Francisco, along with, of course, Aja Monet Ashton, who's making plenty of appearances here at House of Pride Radio. Mm-hmm. But they're coming to our close. Their reign is... And it's going to be over at coronation the end of September. So we'll be electing new monarchs in the city soon. Yeah. So keep your eyes out for whoever might be interested in that.
Well, you have something real fun coming up this weekend, girl.
Let me tell you something. As Queen of Hearts, it is my job to fulfill my requirements and to have a fundraiser for a beneficiary of my choice for the Grand Ducal Council. I have had three already.
All right.
Partnering with others. I did the Duke's Bar Crawl and some other things. But...
Oh, hold on.
We have a caller.
We got a sidebar going on right now.
One moment, listeners.
It might be a donut. House of Pride Radio live on the air. Who are we speaking with?
This is the Queen Mother.
Oh, my.
The Queen Mother.
Goodness.
Hi, Queen Mother. We're all down on our knees bowing to you.
You best. My hand is out for you to kiss.
Let me tell you who this is. From Tampa, Florida. Mm-hmm. This is my biological mother calling right now.
Really?
She calls herself the Queen Mother for sure.
You told her to listen to this show?
I definitely did. I mean, she supports her disabled. Hey, Mom.
Hey.
How you doing down there?
You didn't think I would do it, did you?
I did not. This is, like, I tell people all the time who have met my mom before and in previous years, if you ever know Madea from Tyler Perry fame, you have my mom.
What's your mom's name?
Her name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Welcome to our radio show.
Hi, thank you.
So, Patricia, now...
Here it comes.
I'm sure you had your hands full when she gave birth to this diva.
Oh, my God. The stories I could tell.
Girl, please tell us.
We don't need to do that. No.
Tell us one story, Patricia.
No, I'm going to tell you one good one.
Oh, God. Wait.
Go right ahead.
I would come home from work. I guess Sammy was in maybe high school, middle school, high school, because we was in Florida. And every day he had a new dance routine for me.
That is fabulous.
I didn't even have to watch television. I was entertained.
Not much has really changed, really. Fast forward to now. Just got a better wardrobe.
Thank you.
She's going to be coming out later this fall to hang out with us in San Francisco.
Patricia, have you been to San Francisco before?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Well, you
came out. I forget when I was at this.
2009, I want to say.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah.
We're excited to have you back. You know, all of my friends still love you when they first met you. They can't wait to see you again.